Madžarski paket represije. V današnjem Offsajdu se podajamo v evropsko prestolnico represije na Madžarsko. Spomladjo se je zbudil tudi premier Viktor Orban, o čemer priča več dejanj madžarske vlade. Začnimo torej pri najnovejšem dogodku. Madžarski parlament je včeraj s 134 glasovi za in 37 proti izglasoval izstop iz Mednarodnega kazenskega sodišča v Hagu. Vlada je izstop predlagala že v začetku aprila, potem ko je Madžarsko obiskal izraelski premier Benjamin Netanjahu. Spomnimo, Mednarodno sodišče je novembra lani izdalo mednarodno tiralico za izraelskega premijeja, potem ko ga je obtožilo vojnega zločina, stradanja kot metode vojskovanja in zločina proti človeštvu zaradi ubijanja palestincev v Gazi. Netanjahu je bil v madžarski prestolnici pozdravljen z rdečo preprogo, ne aretacijo, zaradi česar je Haško sodišče v drugi polovici aprila od države zahtevalo, da pojasni, zakaj madžarski organi Netanjahuja niso aretirali. Poleg tega je sodišče sprožilo postopek proti Madžarski. Madžarska se za sprejem sionističnega vladarja ni opravičila, temveč je sprejela odločitev, da mednarodno institucijo zapusti. Madžarski parlament je namreč 134 glasovi za, 37 proti in 7 vzdržanimi potrdil izstop države iz Mednarodnega kazenskega sodišča. S tem je Madžarska postala prva evropska država, ki je sprejela takšno odločitev. Da ne gre zgolj za retoriko nezaupanja v mednarodne institucije, temveč načrtno povezovanje z državami, oziroma bolje rečeno okupatorskimi tvorbami, kot je Izrael, pojasni Stefano Botoni, profesor zgodovine na Univerzi v Firencah.
Another interesting feature here is the liaison, the linkage between Hungarian right and Israeli right, which is can be seen as slightly surprising, because in the Hungarian right we have a historically speaking a powerful anti-Semitic feeling. This anti-Semitic feeling was downplayed and even forgotten for political reasons in the last decades under Viktor Orban, and now they have a pragmatic and very well functioning working alliance with Netanyahu. Let's not forget that Hungary was among those European countries which purchased Pegasus spying system from Israel as early as 2018. So it is not surprising that they are now pursuing to have a cordial or even friendly power relations with Israel. And one of the preconditions was allowing Netanyahu to come to Budapest and, as many talk here in Budapest, having meetings with global politicians he couldn't have met in other European capitals. So the fact that Netanyahu stayed in Budapest for 3.5 days was a bit surprising, because he didn't have so much to do only in Budapest, only for the Hungarian issues. The fact that he was spending probably, but we don't know exactly time with whom, as you might know, Israeli prime ministers are among the most secured persons in the world. So no one knew exactly what the program was, but it is a fact that he spent half a week in Budapest.
Orbanova nenaklonjenost mednarodnim in evropskim institucijam ni sicer nič novega. Madžarski premier je Mednarodno kazensko sodišče večkrat označil za politično sodišče. Zunani minister Peter Szijjártó pa je institucijo obtožil, da deluje neresno in politično motivirano. Sogovorec pojasnjuje, da je potezo moč razumeti kot način povezovanja Madžarske z državami, ki niso članice omenjenega sodišča. Mednje poleg Izraela sodijo tudi Kitajska, Rusija in velike financerke sionističnega projekta Združene države.
There is a strong guess in the Hungarian press that withdrawing from the ECC could allow Budapest, Hungary or Orban to avoid proceedings against them in the case, for example, they lose the election or in the case their power is jeopardized. So if they lose power or if they have to face charges, they could try to rely on those countries who sympathize with them and who don't recognize the authority of the international court. As we know, we have a lot. We have the US, the United States, we have Russia, we have China, we have most of the so-called liberal states and democracies or autocratic systems. So I think that they are really allying to this world, partly now to allow Netanyahu or other Israeli leaders to come to Budapest, but most importantly, because they seem to prepare an escape route to themselves in the case situation in internal situation in Hungary gets really troublesome for them.
Vlada Viktorja Orbana torej z veseljem gosti sionističnega vojnega zločinca, ob tem pa izvaja tudi represivne ukrepe nad lastnimi državljani. Za vikend so v Budimpešti potekali protesti proti predlogu zakona, ki bi vladi omogočil sankcioniranje nevladnih organizacij in medijev, za katere bi ocenila, da ogrožajo suverenost Madžarske. Protestov, ki so potekali na trgu pred madžarskim parlamentom, se je udeležilo več 10 000 ljudi. Predlog zakona, ki ga je skrajno desna stranka Fides v parlament vložila prejšnji teden, omejuje vpliv nevladnih organizacij, ki prejemajo finančno pomoč iz tujine. Te organizacije bi lahko po predlogu zakona finančno podporo iz tujine prejemale le z dovoljenjem davčnega urada. Nevladne organizacije bi v tem primeru izgubile tudi možnost financiranja iz dela dohodnine. Opozicija predlog zakona primerja z ruskim zakonom o tujih agentih. Več bo Toni.
For the moment we have a law, draft. The discussion of this law began yesterday meaning May 20, and the final approval is due to happen probably next week or at the end of May. So it will be very quick, as usually in Hungary when important political moves happen. The law not only affects NGOs, or to be more exact, the possibility for NGOs to get donations of whatever kind, even EU funding or EU support or support from EU programs from abroad, but also affect, according to the draft of the bill, it also affects the activity of the so-called independent press. For example, if you are now an online outlet and you accept donations through Revolut, PayPal, whatever, or you have YouTube videos, people download or people watch, and then you have revenues as rights from YouTube, which is an American company, you have to register as a foreign agent.
Sogovorec pojasnjuje, da bi lahko glede na osnutek zakona poleg nevladnih organizacij in neodvisnih medijev kratko potegnile tudi politične stranke.
Putin's Russia started this wave of liberal laws concerning ONGs in 2012, and this particular Hungarian law looks like the Russian law of 2012, but in the present formulation, it also can affect political parties, for example, because the same applies to political parties. Any political party, any organization of whatever kind can be charged administratively and marked in order to ruin them, in order to ruin their reputation, and in order to make impossible, for example, to get 1% of tax revenues, which was a very important source for many Hungarian independent NGOs. So they got support through Hungarian taxpayers, but if they are registered as foreign agents, they are denied the possibility of getting money from Hungary. So it is a catch-22 situation. You are a foreign agent, so you can't even get any more support from Hungary. So you are labeled as an internal enemy because you are sponsored from abroad.
Seveda pa paketa represije Orban ni zmožen zapakirati brez napada na LGBTQ skupnost. Mačarski zakonodajalci so sredi aprila s 140 glasovi za in 21 proti izglasovali ustavni amandma, ki kodificira nedavno vladno prepoved dogodkov ponosa. Amandma poleg tega omogoča pot oblastem, da s programsko opremo za prepoznavanje obrazov identificirajo udeležence. Amandma, za katerega vlada pravi, da daje prednost varstvu telesnega, duševnega in moralnega razvoja otrok, prav tako določa priznavanje le dveh spolov, kar zagotavlja ustavno podlago za zanikanje spolne identitete nekaterih na Mačarskem. Botoni pojasnjuje, zakaj je bila LGBTQ skupnost primerna tarča njegovih reform pred prihajajočimi volitvami.
They precisely started from the LGBTQ community because they know that among the Hungarian general public this community is not so much loved. So if you say we are now protecting the general public from a dangerous anti-Hungarian and globalist minority like them, many Hungarians will say, oh, it doesn't affect me. But if you read the law also automatically extends these features to all potentially dangerous move to the government, for example, anti-government demonstrations, because they can be labeled as anti-national or anti-patriotic or dominated by foreign elements or supported by foreign elements. So I think that we have to see these two laws and these two moves in strict connection because they are basically aiming at the same point.
Botoni ob tem poudarja, da je ključni del zakona prav dovoljenje za uporabo kitajske programske opreme za prepoznavanje obrazov udeležencev. Gre namreč za poostrene mehanizme za nadzor nad prebivalstvom.
I think the anti-LGBT move concerning the next pride, which was supposed to take place at the end of June in Budapest and will take place in Budapest, or the organizers already confirmed that despite all warnings and all threatening, they will still do it. But the LGBTQ move is strictly connected to a more general restriction of public organization and a more general restriction of personal freedom. It will be much more difficult now to get into the streets against the government. It will be much more difficult to organize demonstration if every single participant, and not only the organizers of the demonstration, can be recognized through this facial recognition system, which is a Chinese one. Once again, we have anti-liberal globalization at work. So not only the organizers, but also the simple participants, or even theoretically, those who were strolling along such a demonstration, because in many cases, it is not totally clear who is actively taking part into a march, into a mass rally, and who is just witnessing it. The true meaning is much more general than only the persecution of the LGBTQ community.
Represivni zakonodajni pohod vladajoče stranke Fidesz je kakopak izkoristila opozicija pod vodstvom nekdanjega člana Fidesa in zdaj Orbanovega smrtnega sovražnika Petra Madžara. A škarje in platno za zdaj v rokah drži Orban, ki skuša nekdanjemu strankarskemu kolegu preprečiti ne le zmago, temveč tudi kandidaturo na naslednjih volitvah.
We saw it coming. Many people saw a more open repression and prevention coming. We see that it is duly possible that until the summer we will have a new situation. It is very unpredictable how the Hungarian public will react. Until now, reactions were weak and sporadic, but the major opposition party called TISA, around Peter Magyar, is condemning these moves, and it is getting more and more popular. Despite all attempts at defamating the party and personally Peter Magyar. So we have to see if this party will be, for example, outlawed, if they try to put Peter Magyar in jail or to start a prosecution against him for more or less invented crimes, and what will, at that point, the reaction of the public. We still don't know. We have elections coming. Many still think that a political change is possible through elections. We don't know what might happen if the possibility of having more or less fair elections will be denied by the current government.
Botoni ob tem dodaja, da Orbanove politike polarizirajo mađarsko družbo, ki je prestrašena in nezadovoljna.
I'm really skeptical about the possibility of reverting this without any major shock, because this is the polarization, radicalization of souls and spirits is really happening now. So some people are scared, or most people are also scared, but also getting really angry. Really angry. And the last time Hungarians got so angry was 1956, and it ended very badly. So there was no such anger in 1989, not at all, nothing. And now we can feel it. So mounting month after month, it started more than one year ago. So it is a long process, and we have now the new deadline of the elections, but no idea how do we get there.
Viktor Orban tako v zadnjih izdihljajih trenutnega mandata in v pripravi na vdih za nadaljno vladavino nadaljuje svoj represivni pohod ter se zgleduje po tistih, ki take pohode najbolje poznajo. No, ne le represivnih, ampak tudi genocidnih. Antisionistično obarvan mađarski offside sta skupaj sestavili Neva in Ti.